Before we see the Tosfos in Andaf Tezayin Amid Aleph, let us learn a little of the Gemara Andaf Tezayin Amid Beis. Omar Rav Huna Marav Haima Lechaveiroi Sode Shanish Lekeach Lishakheno Knuyoloch Ma'achshav Kod. So Rav Huna Marav said, I remember, a person is giving a matone to his chaver, and they make a ma'aseh kinyan, they write in a shtar, and it says in the shtar, the soda which I will purchase, so when it will be purchased, it's knuya loch. And then he writes, ma'achshav, shan the ma'achshav will see in Tais v'sana medalav. Kone. So, the chaver is koine the field when he purchases it. So, be'emesin, this is l'chayre like kadova shalei b'loilom. I mean, he's selling a field, not he's selling, he's giving away b'matona a field that did not belong to him, b'shas he wrote the shtar. Ba'afal pikein, it helps. Omar Rove Mistavre Milse de Rav. Mistavre would be this Chiddush of Rav, that one can make a Maise Kinyan on something that that at the present time is not his. Besode Stam, that is, he didn't specify what Sode, which Sode he's being Makne to him. A Sode, Sode shani lekeach, a sode which I will acquire, I'm being magnet to you. Now, since the matone is a sode, he's not specifying which sode he's giving him, so this is not a difficult thing to acquire. There's a market for sodes. So there is such a concept of kol shebiyodoi lav kemechusa maise domi, since it's biyodoi more or less to acquire a field. So then the kinyan is chal. Perhaps it's not considered adova shaloi boloilom, since it's biyodoi lekayim. Or I feel it is a dovo shaloi boloilam, but perhaps since it's very probable and possible they'll be able to acquire it, then Rav said that the kinyan helps. Avol besode zu, but if he specified this sode which I will acquire, I'm giving you b'matone. So this is not a mistava, it's not biyodoi to acquire it. Miyema de mizabe lo nele. So Rove is saying a svore that the halacha of Rav is mistava to be mekabel besodestav. Besodezu, since it's not biyodoi, and it's miyemar the mizabin lo nele, so it's not mistaver that this halacha should apply by sodezu. Volikim, this is a svore that Rove said. Volikim omar Rav afilu besodezu, but lemaise Rav when he said halacha, Rav holds afilu besodezu. How do I know that Rav holds afilu besodezu? Afilu it's not biyodai to acquire. Afilu it is a miyemer de mizabla. Afal pikein, Rav personally holds that it will help. Mechdei Rav keman omro lishmaite, kerameya. Rav holds like rameya, the omro oda makne dovo shaloi boloilo. Disanye, we learned in Abaraisa, Ho'ima le'isha iskachili la'acher she'ezgaya, la'acher she'tizgayri. A person told a goy was Makadish and Isha. They made a Maisa Kedushin. He's a goy. The Kedushin as yet cannot be Chal. But he said it should be Chal when he'll become a girl. Or La'acher Shetiz Gairi, that she's Makabu the Kedushin, that the Kedushin will be Chal now she's a goyte. In La'acher Shetiz Gairi, then the Kedushin should be Chal. They're making the Mice the Kedushin now. La'acher Sheishtacher, La'acher Sheishtachari. Or a second case, that he's an Eved Kenani, and he said that the Kedushin should be Chal when the Odom will be Meshachame, or she's a Shifche, and he said, La'acher Sheishtachari. Or he's Mekadish an Eishes Ish. And he says, so that he can't be Kedushin is Nechal on an Eishes Ish. La'acher sheyomus bailech, where after your husband will die, the Kedushin should be chal. Or she's a yevomer l'shuk, and he said, la'acher sheyach le'tzloch yevomech. Or she's achos ishtoi, she's his wife's sister. So Kedushin is in chal now, but he said, la'acher sheyomus achosayach, after your sister will die. So then I want the Kedushin should be chal. Ainam Mekadeshes, Tachamim hold Ainam Mekadeshes, Rameyer Oima Mekadeshes. Now the first case of La'achesh Tizgairi, La'achesh Tizgair, that's more or less Biyodoi, they can be Megaya themselves. So it's more or less Biyodoi. There's no Miyema, La'achesh Shtacher, La'achesh Yomos Bailech. All these things, there's a big miyema who says they ever will occur, and it's not biyad ha'eved to bring about shichur. Rameyer oime mekodeshes. So we see Rameyer holds that if there is a miyema, still you can make a ma'isa kedushin. Ve'isha kisod ezudam yevom Rameyer mekodeshes. The Shita speaks out, and Rava said a very geshmakis for it, that Rav said, Ha'ima l'chaveiroi, sodu sham yilakech l'shekhen l'knu yoloch. So Rava said, this svore is mistaver, the svore is understandable when there's no miyema by sodu stam. I saw the zoo. It's not Mesava. But that's what he started off by saying. But then he said, for the Kim, Rav holds a filu besaw the zoo, Michdei Rav keman omr lishmai teke Rameya. Now how did Rav know that Rav holds like a Meya? Maybe he doesn't hold like Rameya. I mean, we only have this memra of Rav, which is a part of a memra, and could be the memra was only said when there's no miyema. So that's what the Shit Mekibetze says. But Rav knew, that's what Rav is saying. From the Etzem Memra of Rav, one could say that he's not saying such a big Kiddush. He's only saying that the Mechir is Chal when there's no miyema. When there's a miyema, it could be the Mechir is Chal. But he knew from another place that Rav Grat holds like Rameya. So after this idea that Rav holds like Rameya, so then it's Mistava that Afilu, the Rav is speaking about Afilu where there is a Miyema, because Rameya holds Afilu when there's a Miyema also, one can make a Chalois Kedushin. Let us see Rashi. Pnuye lochome achshav shekochena, that when I'll purchase it, layucha lachzer boy, I can't be chayzer. So kone im yikochena, if he buys it, yoche lachzer kshelokcha. L'davoyni, I don't understand. I mean, what Rashi is being, it seems Rashi is being mafkiya, the pashtus of the Loshon HaGemara. The Gemara says, it should be knuya lecho, and yene is koine, and fakerta, okay, we know Rav holds the makna dover shaloi ba'ilam, piod oda makna dover shaloi ba'ilam, so that's the aloche, so if, as soon as it becomes mine, automatically it becomes yours. That's the din oda makna dover shaloi ba'ilam. That's the taich knuya, and that is the taich kone. And somehow Rashi says, Rashi wants to psalachzer boy, and your chalachzer kishalok. I mean, I don't understand why Rashi is coming to tell us it means he can't be chayzer. I mean, it's more than that. It's, we don't have to make a new maisekinyan. It's back a konui. I don't understand clo what Rashi is saying. Besodestam, sode shani lekeach. He said, any soda which I'll purchase, I'm giving to you. V'loi omar zu, v'som chedayte, the mekabel matona, lismecholov, sheyikach soda v'itnenoloi, sheharbe soda is metzuyis likach. Avol omar loi soda zu, loi som chedayte, the mekabel maton. So, there's no smiches das, so there's no kinyan. Beloy hem minoy de neymo nechele de leke behem nusay. Le mistave kevose de rav boho. Now, the Maram Shif says pshat in these two lines of Rashi. Rashi is first speaking about the member of Rav. Now, it's the member of Rav. We're saying that it's iskoine, and Rav said it's mistava, this will only help by soda stam and not by soda zu. But now Rashi wants to say, by soda zu, which is a dover shaloi baloilam, there's a miyema, which shouldn't help, according to Rav, but what will be, will we have the previous memra of Rav? Rav said when a person sold a karke gzula and later he was kainet, so we also say, vahi ano de kosoma chaleiz makne, there's a new akno later. So Rashi is saying, according to Rav, good, you're saying a shtik teire in the kone of Rav. That's Mustafa Dafke, when there's no Miyema, when there's a Miyema, there's no Kona. But what will be out the Svara of Rav we had in Omid Aleph, that since he was Seimach Olav, he trusted him, so there's a new Akna later. After the Makna acquires it, he's Makna it to the Lekeach, Buano de Kosomachalei. So Rashi says, here there was no such thing. We don't have this over here, the heminoi, that there it's talking about he gave him money and he trusted him. Here we don't have the lake of bemnusai. So Rashi, this is like a dovon noisif that Rashi is saying, that the Rav and Omid Aleph is not applicable to over here. Well, Lekim v'shvue Rav Omra afilu b'sodizu v'mechdei Rav keman Omra l'shmaite k'rameya v'isha k'sodizu damye v'yesh b'eilu she'ein b'yodoi lo v'yatmoi l'chlal k'dushin kasher kasher in b'yad z'alochi v'zbala soda l'moicholoi. Just like it's not biyodai to force the balasoda to sell this field, the eved v'shivchein biyodam l'shacher atzmon, v'ein biyadisha l'homis ezbailo, ayachoyse. ואומה רבי מאיר דלך שיבויו לכלל קדושן וקדשס היא למפריה. Now the word למפריה היא לדבוי אני don't understand at all. It's not מקדשס למפריה, it's מקדשס מכאן להבא. When they become, she becomes אישי סשי, she becomes אישי סחייסישה, she becomes אישי פחה, I don't know. למפריה כשיבואו לכלל קדושים מקדש עשי. I don't know what Rashi is מייסף את למפריה. Let us see תויסביס הנומד אלף. We had learned now אגבוך, we had mentioned yesterday there are three mahalchim to understand that what Rav said that that the lekech is kaina the nechle the leke bem nusei and taisvis bahi anode kosomech says vahava lek ilu amalei sode zuk neik nuye loch lish ekochenu. So the mashos says pshatn taisvis that Rav holds that since he was Soymach Olav, so here we say, there's no chasonim Odom Makna Dover Shalei Baloylo. And the Marsha explains, this is a fellow we hold Bechlal, Ein Odom Makna Dover Shalei Baloylo, but here it is better. So the Marsha explains, because here, there was a greatest Michas Das. I mean, the Masha asks, what is this difference than the Gemara we just learned? We just learned, Loche, Omar Abu Michas, what is Sheni Lekech, Shekheno, Knuya Loch Ma'achshov. So, it's according to Rameyer, it's good. Not according to Rameyer, it's no good. Here Taisvah says, Vahavel Ekilo Omalei Sodazu, take Knuya Loch Lushekocheno. And here it is good. So why is it here good? So the Marsha says, because here there's a greatest Michas Das, because he's living in the Kalk already. Here the Lekech is in the Kalk. He's not telling him, I'm going to buy a Kalk, and when I buy it, it's going to become yours. Here the Lekech is already in the Kalk. So Mele, here there's a greatest Michas Das, and when there's a greatest Michas Das, there's no chasam, no the Makhtadov, Shloi Beloilu. This is how the Marsha says, Pshat, Peshitas HaTosfos. So Be'etzim, Rav said that the sugya and daf tezayin or medalef and daf tezvov or medbeis, that Rav said that lekech is koine, this is not negeya, the memory of Rav and tezayin or medbeis. Rav tezayin and beis personally holds all the makhtadovish lebeloyla. But on tezayin or medalef, this is a sugya libe de kulal. The Gemara at Esther Kashe, Ma She'irish Ma'abe Mocholoch, Loyomaklo. The Gemara asked, Ma She'irish Ma'abe Mocholoch, Loyomaklo. So Gemara is Tastire, how did Mosim Rav Sheishes? How does this stem with Rav? Ve'im Toima, Fractoises Leime de Rav de Oma Kerameya, Ubaraisa Kerabon. So now we can appreciate Toisvis Kashe. We just learned Rav and Omed Beis holds like Rameya. So Memela, who, now, we just said a whole shtick teire that here, I feel according to the Rabbonon, it's good, since the Lekeach is in the Kalk and he's saying Macholov and this Michis Das, there's an Ochas on the Makhtadav Shaloi Beloilom. We said a whole shtick teire. So the Gemara, good, the Gemara is the Kashima Shirish Ma'aba Macholoch. The Gemara is in the Rav Takeitz and Hochalei Samchadait. Anyway, but Al Koponim, Taisvis asks, what's Pachlal the Kasha? Leime the Rav the Ome Kerameya, Barais the Kerabon. We just see an Omed Beis Rav holds like Rameya. So Rav holds all the Makhna Dovish Lebeloilam. This Barais the Mashiirish Ma'abe Mochaloch goes according to Rabon in all the Makhna Dovish Lebeloilam. So finished. Ve'yesh loyma, so Taisvah says, Enoch enami, one could say, if you'd ask personally on Rav, a stire from Rav, from this Baraisa, one could say Rav Paskins like Rameya, the Baraisa going according to the Rabbonim. But the Ledidon Kaporich, the Gemara is asking Akasha, we hold like Rav, that Lekech is Koine, the is Lon Kerav, Kedisa Perkeze Nesher, the Maisi Gemore Taimed Lelikraya Gazlone, the Nechad Leke Behem Nuse, the Gemore says that that's the only reason why it's a Staranit and Lichtoy, als these new Svores. So we hold, even though we hold Ein Odom Akhtadov Shalebo Loilam, here by Lekeach, we hold that the Lekeach is Koine. Usvire lon kerabonon, the ain't other matter of a shloiboloilo. The shmul posik rabbi yechen in asan leper kafalpi. They're speaking about if a bal was magdish, moise maise yeder shalishte, which is a dove shloiboloilo. So rabbi yechen asan le says that this isn't chal, because it's a dove shloiboloilo. Rav Nachman sova beperes dekel ap mishibo loilam yochel achso boy. Rav Nachman also of a person sold peres dekel. So the din it peres, that means peres that are going to grow from the dekel. So Rav Nachman says, afilu it's bo loilam, you could be chayser because the kinyan was not chal. Rav Hai Posak Dein Alochi Kerav, Baha Mishim the Svira, they know the Makta Dova, the Svira alone, they know the Makta Dova Shloim Aloylam. Very interesting. Rav Hai attributed that, the whole shtek Torah of Rav, that Lekeach is Koine, is because Rav holds all the Makta Dova Shloim Aloylam, and we all, they know the Makta Dova Shloim Aloylam. The Taisa says, the Gemara Zayin Nesher explains it's a shtar hanit and lichtoy because there's a nus vore mishum the nechled leke behem nusim or the lelikrai gazlone. So that's why it helps. So we see this is not the algemein din of Oda Makhtadovish lebeloyla. Knuye lecho me'achshot. Now, Taisvis is going to ask a very pertinent question, and this is how you say this to get Taisvis. A person said, Ha'ima l'chaveira yisode shani l'keyach l'she'eko cheno knuye l'cho. Now, if it wouldn't say ma'achshav, so what does that mean? So that means he's telling, Reuven is telling Shimon, when I'm going to buy a field, I'm making now a kinyan with you, writing a shtar, and the shtar says, the soda which I will buy, or soda zoo, or the soda stam, the soda that I'm going to buy, when I acquire it, it's yours. He's writing a shtar now, he gets the shtar. So, if we hold the PMS, Rav holds all the Makna Dover Shleim Aloylam. So, how does this work? So, it works later, he purchases it. This Naisim Matana purchases it. So, it becomes a second. And then the Kenya works. I sold you whatever I'm going to buy. I'm giving to you the Matana. I'm giving to you a Matana what I'm going to buy. So, the minute he bought it, so became his. So now the previous Kenyan starts working, and then he's kind it after he acquires it. That is the din of the Makta Dover Shloi Beloyla. So ma tzorich ma'achshav. So what is? Why do you need this ma'achshav? Even the other Makta Dover Shloi Beloyla. The le'inyan chazore, if we'll say that ye say ma'achshav, a kozman shlebo loylam, yochel achzer, afogav da'oma ma'achshav. So Taisvis holds that even though I said ma'achshav, What does ma'achshav cannot mean that the kinyan is chal now, because it can't be chal now. It can first be chal after I acquire the field. So since the kinyan wasn't chal, so I can see it could be chayse from the Mecca, because there was no chalois kinyan yet. So it was ois. So why do I need the ma'achshav? V'yeshloima, the nafke mine im nikra hashtar, v'yesha ovad, Koinem shalok hazeh dekoni, given the omar ma'achshav. Now, let us try to elaborate to understand what Tosfos is saying. There are rayas. When a person makes a kinyan la'achal la'midyoy, let's not talk about Adovo Shaloi Bolo. Let's talk about Adovo Shabolo Ilo. That means Reuven is selling a karka to Shimon. But I'm telling you, the Kinyan should be hal 30 days. Reuven writes a shtar or shchodesh nissen, he gives it over to Shimon, and he writes that this field should become yours, shchodesh iyo. That's what's written in the shtar. Fine. No problem of Dovash Lebeloil. It's my field. I'm selling it to you. And it should become yours in 30 days. The halacha is, if the shtar got torn, if the shtar is lost, he will not be kaid. That's an often the halacha. So, the reason is, we will explain, so the reason is, when the kinyan is going to be chal, you need the maisa kinyan. That means, what is making the kinyan to be chal? The shtar. The shtar is first working in 30 days. It's not yours yet. It's going to become yours in 30 days. So the mechanism of the shtar is going to make it yours in 30 days. That's what we said, it should be yours in 30 days. So the shtar, the sefer hamikne, the shtar is going to make it yours in 30 days, so the shtar has to be around in 30 days. If the shtar is torn, you won't be kind. That is the halach over there. We'll come back to that halach in 1 minute. So Tosfos says, but over here, by adovo shaloi boloilo, a person did not acquire a field. And he wrote a shtar, and he said, I'm selling you the field I'm going to acquire. It's not mine yet. It's going to become mine in 30 days. I'm selling you now the field. So Tosfos says, even if the shtar got torn, he's kaine in 30 days, since he said, ma'achshav. That's what Tosfos says. Now let us try to understand what Tosfos is saying. What is the translation of ma'achshav? Ma'achshav does not mean it's yours from now, because it can't be yours from now. It didn't become my field. It's first going to become my field in 30 days. The shekachenu. Ma'achshav means we are making the ma'ase kinyan now. Ma'achshav means the ma'ase kinyan, the transaction between you and me is done and over with right now. Here's the shtar. What I'm being makna to you, what the shtar has to accomplish, it is accomplishing now. The ma'ase kinyan between you and me is finished. All we need now that the sadeh should become mine. Fine. Someone will become mine. Automatically it'll become yours. But the transaction between me and you was nigmar now. That is the taich ma'ashtov. The ma'ase kinyan is nigmar now. But this can only be done by adova shaloi boloilo. Let's go back to the first case. A person has a karke, and he says, I want the karke should be yours in 30 days. And I'm making a shtar, ma'achshav. And we'll say ma'achshav means that the ma'ase kinyan should be nigbar now. But it should become yours in 30 days. That is an impossibility. If the Kalke is here, and the Maisa Kenya was Nigma now, so I can't say, it's just like I shoot a bullet and I say, listen, I'm shooting the bullet, but you should die in 30 days. I mean, that's an automatic thing. If you shoot a bullet at someone, he's going to die now. He's not going to wait 30 days to die. He'll die right away. Ashtar, if I give you ashtar, and I say, ma'akshav, the Maisa Kenya should be Nigma, and you should be kaina in 30 days, a person can do such a thing. If the Maisa Kenya was completely Nigma, I don't need the shtar anymore. So why aren't you kainer? I said you shouldn't be kainer. You can't do such a thing. If you're being goymer, the maise kinyan now, what it has to become is right now. So al kochoch, if I'm saying that I want you to be kainer in 30 days, you know what that means? That means I don't want the maise kinyan to be nigma yet. I don't want the shtar to work now. I want the shtar to first work in 30 days. That's what I want. If you want the shtar to work in 30 days, we have to be sure that the shtar should be around. If the shtar, got torn, so you won't be kainer. So, by adovo shebolo ilom, it only works if you don't say ma'achshav. Because if you say ma'achshav, you'll be kainer now. So it only works if you don't say ma'achshav. But if you don't say ma'achshav, you want it to be kainer lach alamed. So memela, so you need the shtar around lach alamed. Here I can make such a kunz. That is Shitas HaTosfos. I can make a kunz, I can say that the Maisa Kinyan is completely nigma now. And it's finished, we don't need the shtar anymore. I give him go with the shtar. Whatever the shtar is to do, the shtar did already. Now, I just need that. It has to become into my reshus. So when it'll come in my reshus, automatically it'll be yours. That is the accomplishment of Ma'achshav. And this is Shitas HaTosfos. Let us go further. Amar Shmuel, Hamoitzi Shtar Haknoa Bishuk. A person found in the street, he found a Shtar Haknoa. What's a Shtar Haknoa? Zutrashi Shekonu Mimeno. They made a kinyan from the loibe, Shafilu Layilba Hamois. So he won't borrow the money. Shibet atmoy l'shalma. So he's mishabed himself to pay the malva. Afilu, he won't borrow the money. Fine. So memele, that is, so in the shtar it says that they made a maise kinyan with this person, which means he was mishabed himself, he's going to pay this person money. Surely he won't borrow it from him. He's going to pay him money. Now I found the shtar. Now I have a suffix. Who lost the shtar? Did the malve lose the shtar? So they have to give back the shtar to the malve. Did the loiva lose the shtar? That means maybe the loiva taka paid him. He got back the shtar, and the loiva lost the shtar. So Shmuel said, there's no shaila. Yachziru lebaila. You give it back to the malva. Don't ask any questions. Don't worry. You give it back to the malva. So now Shmuel made a judgment. The mishum the cause of lulvais v'loi lovin. Maybe the shtar was written with an intent to borrow, and he didn't borrow. So that I can't say. Hoshibid nafshe. We're talking about a shtar hakno, and the shtar it says v'koninamine. They made a kinyan chalipin with the loyve. It was mishabed himself to pay. So if he borrowed then, if he didn't borrow then, is irrelevant. He was mishabed himself to pay to the malva. The e mishum piroin, good, but maybe he paid up, and he got back the shtar, and now he lost the shtar, so let's be mavari the shayla. The e mishum piroin loy chashina le piroin. We're not chayish le piroin. The misa de pore mikra ve korilei. If, and Shmuel holds, this is a yichoche brua. If the shtar had been paid up, the loiva would have torn the shtar the minute he paid it up. This is a dangerous document to float around. So as soon as he pays up, he tears the shtar. And if the shtar is not torn, this is 100% proof that the shtar was not paid up. Fine. Omar Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman said, Abe min safri deine de mar shmul have. My father was one of the sofrim of the dayonim of the Bezn of Shmuel. Vavine kebar shite kebar shev. I was around 6 or 7 years old. V'dacharno, and I remember, v'machazi v'omri, they called out, Hani shitri akniyoso, de mishtakri bishuke, nadrina lemorayu. He says, this psak that Shmuel said, I remember as Klein Engel that, I mean, the dayonim of the Bezn of Shmuel, said over this psak, this was an often a psak, that whoever finds a shtar kniyosa, you give it back to the bialim. Davon, you don't understand klar what Rav Nachman is meisif over him. Well, kaponim, that's what he remembered. Omar Rav Amram Afanan Tanina. We learned a Mishnah like Shmuel. It says, Kol Maise Bezn, Areze Yachse. A Maise Bezn, Areze Yachse, Alma Leuchashinen Lepiroi. Now let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi, Kol Maise Bezn, Kasal Kedaitor, Shtar, Shekosov, Boy Henpik, Sheniskayim bebezn. The translation of Maisa Bezn, the Havamin of the Gemara was, that was a shtar halvo, that a hempik was written on it. Now, Alme, kivin de leke le meches le shema leilovo. I don't have to be afraid that there never was a halvo. Shtar akniyoso, you don't need a halva. He was mishabed himself ben yilva ben lo yilva. But a shtar sheyesh by hempik, it's a poshet shtar. But Rashi says, you don't have to be afraid that he didn't as yet borrow, because l'shem olay love, sherei ein betaymin es a shtar elo bifnei baldin, kedamrinin ba'goizel. So what did the Gemara say? Rav Amram said as follows. In the Mishnah it says, a person found a Maise Bezn. The Gemara understood a Maise Bezn means a shtar that was niskayim bebezn. A shtar that was niskayim bebezn. I mean, it says on the shtar, a Maise Tlosa Avine, mu'a matayim the shtar. Now, Rashi tells us, Bekiyas, that in order to be Mekayim Ashtar, you need the Loive to be there. Bezn will not be Mekayim Dishtar, unless the Loive is there. Behuad Bevolov, Ein Mekablam Eidish Shalei Bifnei Baldin. You have to call the Loive. So if we see on the Shtar that Bezn was Mekayim Dishtar, so that Zichel, the Loive was there. Now, if the loiva did not as yet borrow money, so the loiva won't let them be mekayim de shtar. Listen, I didn't borrow money yet. They'll be mekayim de shtar. I mean, a mekayim de shtar is a dangerous document. It says they owe money. They don't be mekayim de shtar. So al kocho, if Bezn was mekayim de shtar, so al kocho, the loiva was there and he was masking that it should be miskayim. So, Kocha, there was a halva. So, it says in the Mishnah, So Ashtar Sheyesh by Henbik, I know Klaw there was Alvo, because the Leiva was there and agreed to be Mekayim Dishtar. So it says in the Mishnah, if a person finds such a Shtar, you return it to the Malveh. Why did you turn it to the Malva? Maybe the Leiva paid up and the Leiva lost the Shtar. Is a Rayat Shmuel. There's no such thing. If a Leiva pays up, he tears the Shtar. And if you see a Shtar that's not torn up, I know 100% who lost the Shtar. The Malva lost the Shtar. Now, I just like to mention this Amashal's Kasha here on this Rashi. This Rashi is a little shvelach. Rashi says, how do you know that he borrowed money? So Rashi brings a Gemara in Baba Kama that in Mekaymen es Ashtar Ella Bifnei Baldin Kedemrinen Ba'Goizel. Now, if one looks in Perek HaGoizel, that what Rashi says, Kedemrinen BePerek HaGoizel, you have to learn this with a grain of salt. There's a machlokes in this. Rabbi Yochanan holds in Mekaymen es Ashtar Ella Bifnei Baldin Behilchese that you are Mekayim Shalei Bifnei Baldin. So Rashi is bringing down a Gemara and a Goizel which we don't pass. Fine. That's one problem. Now Rashi, the Nemuki Yosef, says this Gemara you don't have to be a Boki Abishasin to know the Gemara and a Goizel which won't help us side by side. The Nemuki Yosef says a Posha Tezach. Who is Mekayim Ashtar? A loiv is never Mekayim Ashtar. A malva is Mekayim Ashtar. A malva is Ashtar. So he wants later the loiv in my time is Mezuyah. But a malva is Mekayim Ashtar. So if I see Ashtar Sheyesh by Hempak, Al Kochoch the Shtar was given over to the malva, Al Kochoch there was Alvo. So you don't have to say Rashi's whole shtick toire that, because if it was Mekuyim, some of the labor was there. Forget about that. If there was, we don't, first of all, Allah, we don't paskin like that. But Al Koponim, if I see a hempik, I know 100% that there was Alvo, because the Malva is the only one that's Mekayim Dishta. So now it says you returned it to the Malva. Aye, maybe the Leiva paid up the Chay. That what you learned pshat in the Mishnah called Maise Bezdin. So you said it means Ashtar Sheyesh by Henpik. I wish to disagree with you. Maise Bezdin means Ashtar chaltos of adrachte. The love b'nei peroin ino. These stories are love b'nei peroin. So that's why you give it to the malvim. Now let us see what Rab Zeir attained. Zot Rashi. B'shitrei chaltos of. Shtar shakosfoy bezden. L'moitzi shtar al chaveret. Now, Ashtar Chaltosa means as follows. A person was Maitzi Shtar Al Chaveri. Reuven brought Shimon to Bezdin. Nihez Ashtar Halvo, that the Reuven, that he lent him $100. V'chaivu l'shalem. And Bezdin said to Shimon, you have to pay. No. V'lo shilem. But he didn't pay. So now, Bezdin, we have a case that Shimon borrowed money from Reuven. Bezdin was Mechayev Shimon to pay, and Shimon is not paid. V'yodu l'nechosel. So now Bezdin, we don't stop with the goodwill of Shimon. You don't want to pay, so we'll take the law in our hands. V'yodu l'nechosel. So Bezdin is yer l'nechosel. Vishamu lebal choiv echad mehem, and they shot stop for the malva one of his fields. Vinosnu loishtar shall pi bezden boloi. So that means in this shtar it says this karka belongs to Reuven. We, Beis Din, gave this karka to Reuven. Fine. So Memele, so the Chayv is upgetalt already. I mean, this karka is ready, it's finished. It's there was a gvia from Beis Din to the Malve. Now this karka belongs to the Malve. So what is Rav Amram saying? What is Rav Zeira saying? Rav Zeira is saying as follows. If you find a shtar halvo bishuk, a shtar halvo is a shayla. Was it paid up? Wasn't it paid up? Shmuel said a shtik teire. Zicha wasn't paid up. Shmuel said a shtik teire. Zicha wasn't paid up, or else it would be torn. Good, that's Shmuel shtik teire. We don't paskin like Shmuel. Could be it was paid up, and the leiva lost it. But over here, this shtar is a shtar gvia that Bezen is madved the karka to the malve. This says that this karka belongs to the malve. This is a shtar that's given to the malve. So here you can't have any sfeikis. Who lost the shtar? A shtar milve. I have a suffix. Maybe the leiva paid up the chayvin, and the malva gave back the shtar to the leiva. Could be the leiva lost it. But a shtar chaltosa, that is a shtar gvia that the chayv was paid up to the malva. Vadrachte, the lav ne peroi ninu. What does that drachte mean? Zut Rashi, loshen, roidev, umasik. That means to chase and to acquire. To my pulsa b'chalav le'adrachei. Loshen, hamikra, kisros, binyomi, defu, menuchi, drichu, drichu, there means they were masik and they got him. They got them. So memele, so these are stories that Beis Din gives to the malve, to acquire the karka. Here there's no suffix whatsoever. The malva lost the shtar. A shtar halva could be, I don't hold like Shmuel. Could be that he paid up the chayv and it was given back to the leiva. And the leiva lost the shtar halva. Not like Shmuel. But these are speaking about stories which Beis Din gives over to the malva to prove that the karka belongs to him. So here the zikr, the malva lost the shtar. That's what says the Mishnah, kol maise Beis Din yachzir. Omar rove, the lav ne peroinine, this you don't pay up, it's not a shtar milva you can pay up and get back the shtar. This is the gviya of the karkois of the loive. Omar Rove Bahani Lavane Peloinino. You can't pay this up? That means even though the karke was given to the Malve, you can still the Loive can still redeem the karke from the Malve. Va omri nerdoi shuma hoda atreise yarchi shate. Nerdoi said that if a karka was purchased, if a karka was nigva by a malve, so Nerdoi says the loive can come to the malve 12 months after the gvito, 12 months, and redeem the karka. And then he'll get back the shtar chalto. So it could very well be that the loiva lost the shtar chalto. Va'omar Ameimer, and Ameimer said, Ano minar doyano, usvira li de shumahoda loilam, that even they could redeem the karka in 10 years, in 20 years. So Memele, so Rove Estakashe, why are you saying not like Shmuel? That means you're saying it's speaking about such a shtar, which I know clearly that the Malva lost it, because the shtar was written for the Malva. How do you know clearly? Sicher the shtar was written for the Malva. But since these karkois can be redeemed, so it could very well be that the loiver redeemed the karke, and the hashtar chaltor was given back to the loiver, and now it could be the loiver lost it. And if it says in the Mishnah that areiza yachzos vayta araya tishmul, that means you said, oh, it's talking about hashtar chaltor. When it's talking about hashtar chaltor, it's also nitin to be redeemed. And it could very well be that it was redeemed and the loiva lost it. Amar Rove. So Rove said, no. Osam aine taime, the omri, iyuhu da afsi da nafshe. By a shtar chalto, if, that's true, you could redeem it. Iyu da avsi da nafshe, the beidne de pore, when he gave him the money to redeem the karke, he boy le lemikre lishtore. He should have torn up the shtar. I mean, that's sicher. He should have torn up the shtar. Inami, or else, lemichtev shtore chine ilave, or tell the malve, listen, here's the money for the karke. Write me a shtar mecha. The medina are loiboy lemehda. Meiker adin. If the malva was goyve the karke, it belongs to the malva. Shimbasisa yosheva toibene shemudom rabbonon teheda. The rabbonon said the malva should give it back if he gives him the money. Hilkach mireisha hu de kozovin. So it's like he's now acquiring Michodosh the karke, iboile le michtev shtar zvini, so shemaide shtar mecha. Kabi shtar choiv, mai ikale meima, but a shtar choiv, im ise de pore, iboile le mikre le shtore. What he's saying also, if he paid up, he should have turned up to shtar the way Shmuel says, no, eimer ishtemuti kam ishtamatlei. Could be the loive told the malve. The malva told the loive, the loive came to pay up the chayv. So yes, the malva, could you please give me back the shtar chayv? So he told him, damalei lemoch yibnaloch, I don't have it on me, thank you very much for paying up the chayv. I'll give it to you tomorrow. So it could very well be that the chayv was paid up, and that shtar wasn't torn. The malva was telling me, I don't have the shtar on me. Or it could be the malva did not want to give the loiva the shtar. He says, Meika, then you should have written the shtar halvor. You didn't have any money, so I wrote it. So taka, you're paying up the choy, but I'm holding on to the shtar till you'll pay me the money I invested to pay for the shtar. So it could be, Baya shtar halvor, there the din is. That when it's not torn is no rai that the chayv wasn't paid up. Could be the chayv was paid up and the malve for one of two reasons did not return the shtar. But by a shtar chaltosom, if he bought back the kake, he should have said, either give me back the shtar, or write me a new shtar. Let us see Rashi. Zegt Rashi, Shume sheshamu bezl lebal choyv karka haloivim, hoda im yifra leimois achone. That's. And then he said, Avse da nafshe. Over there, by a shtar chato, that was a marish guy. Im pora voloi kora hashtar, If he paid up and he didn't tear the shtar, v'im dochei ulei ma'ovad, if he said, listen, the shtar got lost, hoi loy loy maksoiv li shtar, miyad, shata choizel moicholi, so write me another shtar. If the shtar is lost, the shtar is lost, so good, but it was your karka, you sang me now a new karka. I'm purchasing a karka from you. The medina are leiboy lemeda. Tam noisen ledvor, shroi lichtev shtar mechire. You're really selling me now a new karka. This is shtar mechire le, sheknuye le lechalut, and really the karka belongs to you. A medina leiboy lemeda bepidyan, im loy midata. Mireisha de Kosovim, Kloima Einzer Pidyon, Elatrilus Kidyon. This is not called I'm redeeming the Karka, I'm acquiring the Karka from Nu. Kilu Shaloi Hoysa, like it was yours till now. Lafika, a Kaiser Shtamachirle, Ein Etoyus. If I'm asking you right a Shtamachirle, I'm not asking something wrong. Boyloi, Lazella Toye Shtamachirle, Oyvodachem Alhafsele Shtar Shalbezin. Inam imshita de safri zaylek shalaloive litain tschara soifa pamim shein le mois laloive bishas avo hamal ve noisin tschara leksives ashtar sheporoi makim ashtar biyode ad sheifra haschar zayir loshin oitze kmei matzar te zayir loshin amikra zayir esagiza al kaponem. I'd like to mention one nekude. The Gemara is Chaylik and Shmuel. The Gemara says that what a shtar alvo is not torn does not necessarily mean that the shtar wasn't paid up. And the chay wasn't paid up. And the Gemara says two reasons. Could be the malv is holding it. He wants yet you should pay him for the shtar. He invested in the shtar. Okay, that's the second reason. The first reason, the Gemara says, it was mishtamet. He says, I don't have an aminah, come tomorrow. Now, so why didn't you say the same thing by a shtar chato? He'll come to him and say, give me the shtar chato. He says, no, I don't have an aminah, come tomorrow. So the Taisus HaRosh, Tachsamir is Mavai, I think the Mashal says something similar. That means like this, by a malve, The malva did a leiva a favor. He lent the money. Now the leiva wants to pay up. So the leiva is, no, I'm paying up. Please give me back the shtar. So the malva says, I don't have the shtar on me. Come tomorrow. So what should the leiva say? No, you don't have the shtar. Till you don't give me the shtar, I won't pay you up. It's menschlichkeit. He lent you money. He trusted you. No, but you say, I don't trust you. You first give me the shtar and then... And then I'll pay you up. It's a menschlichkeit. A loive will zikhe, the malve asks him, listen, you owe me money, pay me up. You don't trust me. I trusted you. You don't trust me. I don't have the shtar on me. I'll give you the shtar tomorrow. That is a normal procedure that the loive will zikhe pay up. So now if we find the shtar, so Shmuel said, oh, it's a raya, the loiva didn't pay up. It's no raya, the Gemara says. Could be the malva did not have the shtar on him, but could very well be he did pay up. By a shtar chalto, we're not talking about, you got paid up already. The karka is yours. You paid up. It's finished. What happened has happened. Now I want to acquire from you now the karka. I want to buy back the karka from you. So you'll tell me you don't have the shtar chalto on you? Fine. When will you have it? Tomorrow? I'll come tomorrow. I don't owe you any money. I want to get back the karka. You don't have it on you? I'll come tomorrow. It's not a chutzpah. I want to buy the karka from you. So Mamela, if it'll be mishtamit, he'll say he doesn't have it. Fine. Tell me, I want to buy back the karka. I have a right to buy back the karka. When are you going to have the shtar? So if he says he'll have it tomorrow, I'll come back tomorrow to buy. It's no chutzpah whatsoever. If he says, Rashi says, he lost the shtar. Oh, you lost the shtar. Fine. So now sell me the karka again. This is your karka. I'm asking you, I'm purchasing a karka from you. So please write a shtar mechira. This is not a chutzpah. This is not anything. So memele, by a shtar chalto, that is zicher, if the karka was repurchased by the loiva, the shtar would be torn in 20 pieces. Because he doesn't want his shtar floating around. So that's a rayataka, that it was not repurchased by the loiva. Mashenke nashtar milve, could be, we don't hold like Shmuel, and we hold could be the chayv was paid up, and that what he did not tear up the shtar, because the Malva was mishtamet. He told him, I don't have the shtar on me. And the loiva did not have the chutzpah to say, I won't pay you. Kozman, you don't give me back the shtar.